abouttimeplumbing.com.au.
Afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. A few rowdy moments at Shoalhaven Beaches as schoolies flock to the area with the Gold Coast off-limits. South Coast beaches are the go-to for many starting last weekend and expected to continue over the next few weeks. South Coast Police say they've been relatively well-behaved so far and patrols of beachside areas such as Mollymook, Culburra and Kalala beaches will be stepped up to keep an eye on things. A sigh of relief for our local health authorities after New South Wales Health identified the source of that COVID-19 cluster in Mossvale. It's identical to an outbreak of 13 cases at a private clinic in Liverpool, with both clusters linked by two people who've since been identified. Chairman of the Southern Highlands Division of General Practice, Dr. Vince Roach, says it's a huge pat on the back for our COVID traces.
Until we found that out for sure, there was always this thing. Could there be someone around who's giving off the virus that we don't know about? But I think now we know that it's come, and our 2 weeks have come and gone. It's now a little more than that, 17 days since we had a positive case in the Highlands. And I think we can all relax, hopefully not relax our behaviours.
And testing of sewage samples taken last Thursday have shown fragments of the virus that causes COVID-19. It's believed the samples may have come from previously identified cases. However, people are being asked to get tested if they develop symptoms. Men of League founder and Hall of Fame lock forward Ron Coote lost his home at Lake Conjola in the summer bushfires, and his supporters are rallying together to show their support by sending letters, photos and memorabilia to the NRL great. Ronald McDonald House Chair Carolyn Townsend wants to give something back to Coote, who has been a patron of the children's charity for almost 30 years, and when she found out he lost all the items he had collected during his legendary career, put the wheels in motion. She describes Ron as a gentleman and a top bloke and is inviting supporters to get on board via the NRL.com website. And COVID-19 has had a big impact on how our local musical groups go about performing. However, some of that's about to change this weekend with the Southern Highlands Symphony Orchestra playing 3 one-hour concerts at the Barrel Memorial Hall. The orchestra can often have as many as 70 plays, but there's now a limit of around 30. Nevertheless, Chair Jeanette Stiles says they're just looking forward to getting back as a group.
Well, it's affected it very much. I mean, we were 2 weeks out of having our first concert series in March, and we had to cancel all of that because of COVID. So people have been really just playing their instruments at home. But we're very excited to be getting together this weekend for 3 short concerts.
USC's locker room.
Ulladulla gymnasts are looking forward to moving into their new state-of-the-art facility at the Dunn Lewis Centre early next year and will receive a $60,000 state government grant to help purchase new equipment for the centre. Ulladulla Gymnastics Club president and head trampoline sports coach Sean Hendry says the club has waited 15 years for a permanent training venue and a complex that can hold elite-level competitions.
We're about to move into the new Dunn Lewis in a permanently set up venue. So we need to update all the equipment and get new equipment for the kids. Having something permanently set up that we don't have to pack up at the end of every class will just change the whole outlook of the club. So we'll be able to have major competitions in the area, hopefully moving forward as well.
That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.